Morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry. I'm Claudia Pedersen, PETTERSSON. This goes to Dr. Pogadina. On 3/25/26, Mrs. Pedersen performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the arranged bronchodilators, the forced capacity was minimally impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period. Compared to a study dated 11/5/25, there's been no change. Period. No paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Knight. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn on 3/25/26. Mr. Knight performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was minimally impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/2/25, there's been no significant change. Period. No paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Tammy Cooper. On 3/25/26, Mrs. Cooper performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was normal. And there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period of paragraph impression, a minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ray Scarry, S-C-E-R-R-I. This goes to Dr. Pogadina. On 3/25/26, Mr. Scarry performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no demonstrable airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/21/25, there's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lisa Mac. This goes to Corrine Edick, comma PA on 3/25/26. Mrs. Mac performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 11/6/25. There's been some improvement period, no paragraph impression, normal study period. Thank you.